Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Greer Patterson and producer Olmo Schnabel, and they're presenting the film Giants Being Lonely. Great film. I watched it yesterday. It's playing in the Orizzonti section. But just for the listeners who are not familiar with it yet, would you like to maybe say a few words just to introduce it so we can just talk a little bit more about it in detail?
Well, it's a movie about our experiences growing up, and it's a culmination of our kind of survival, like through loneliness, and we basically have made it out alive so far. Yeah. And we just want to show people our experiences and hope that they can relate and maybe it'll motivate them to realize that life is tough, but if you keep going, it gets better.
It's kind of like a timeless thing.
Absolutely.
I feel like. There's actually, I found that there was a timelessness in the film itself.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we wanted to, using nature, basically, you know, trees have been growing the same since the beginning. I mean, I guess the species have evolved, but generally, they all have been looking the same even since the dinosaurs have been around.
Pretty much.
And this way.
But I think what's timeless about the movie is that it's a universal feeling.
Right.
You know, so that's what's timeless about it. It's that we're addressing something that everyone goes through at some point of their life, and then the place, I guess, that's, the, you know, I'm not sure how timeless that is, but I think it's the period in people's lives that's something that people go through. So I think since it's a universal feeling, that's what makes it timeless, I guess.
Right.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right?
I mean, also, I thought the setting itself was pretty, gave it that sense of timelessness because it's just so surrounded by nature. And I was actually going to ask how important it was to have that specific setting for this particular story.
Oh, it was key. It's where I grew up. All those landscapes were from my childhood.
And what about the actors? Are they from there? Are they professional?
No, they were not from there. They were, you know, kids from New York, which is why I think they interacted with nature in such a great way.
Right.
We had them there before we started shooting. We had them all spending time there and just kind of getting used to being there, running around and feeling comfortable there. And that's why I think the characters, I mean, especially Bobby, when he's running around in nature, seems very comfortable, you know, and it seems like that's his environment. But it was his environment. And we've been friends with these kids for 10 years.
So. You have?
Yeah.
So there was that familiarity as well.
Super.
Oh, yeah. It was all family. Yeah.
It was. So that came into the actual making of the film.
Yeah, completely.
A great ensemble cast. But just as a final question now, I'm kind of curious about the actual, you know, baseball. We're, you know, this is a European setting that we're at. I'm European. Probably a lot of the people here are European right now. Was it also important that it should have been baseball?
The movie's not about baseball.
It's not, but it is an important. I feel like it's
there. The backdrop of the film.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't play baseball.
Yeah.
I don't play baseball. We know it's part of American culture, and we thought since they're in school, they play a sport, it was part of the story. But that was kind of an entry point.
It's also what's in season.
People can familiarize themselves with the film.
Yeah.
But in all, it's more about feelings and what it means to be inside of your own body and surviving that and trying to exist. You know, it's but that was just kind of an entry point so that people thought, oh, I can watch this movie because I know about baseball. I don't know. We thought that would make it familiar.
Yeah, baseball just happens right before prom.
Yeah.
It does happen there. Well, prom is actually another thing that's very American. So for just because, you know, it's just we know about it from movies. But anyways, guys, it was great chatting with you. Thanks very much for talking with us about it. Giants Being Lonely.
Yes.
That's the title of the film. I'm sorry for getting it.
You know, no, it's okay. It's okay.
That's part of
Thanks
the movie.
Thanks a lot.
You know? Human error, all you got to do is just keep trying.
All right. Keep trying. I keep trying. Yeah. That's all I do.
That's all you can do.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
You. Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.